Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Samach Zayin, and we're going to pick up at the Gemara. So, if we'll recall, we're dealing with, the Mishnah is dealing with Machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer about the following case, that if you have an Olas Ha'ov, which is supposed to be done above on the Mizbeach, on the upper part of the Mizbeach, but instead Sha'asal Lamata, he did it below, Kimase Achatas, and he did it in the manner that is appropriate to be done with Achatas, which we learned in the Gemara actually earlier than this Mishnah was referring to the form of Malika. So he did it with only one of the Kanar Veshet of the trachea or the esophagus, L'shem Chatas, and he had in mind for a Chatas. So in that case, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mo'olimbo, that is an invalid carbon, and therefore, it doesn't in any way lose the status that it has as Kadshe Hashem, as something, and therefore you would be over on Me'ilah if you took that the meat of that animal. Rabbi Shua says Ein Ma'alim Ba, that you're not doing Me'ilah on it. And the way the Gemara, or the way the Mishnah seemed initially, and the Gemara is going to pick up in this way, is going to assume that Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that if you have an animal and you in some fashion switch its designation, that it can lose its status as something that is subject to Me'ilah. We're going to see in the Gemara later that really Rabbi Yeshua's cheshbon is different. But for right now, that's the way that the Mishnah dealt with it, when the back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and that's the way the Gemara is going to start off today. So picking up at the Gemara, Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer lo Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, I disagree with you that you can switch the status of the carbon and therefore make it into a chatas, and a chatas at a certain point is no longer subject to Me'ilah. He says, I disagree with you, and I'll bring you a raya. Why? Because we know, Asham sheshachatu betzafon, l'shem shlamim yochiach. He says, I could bring a proof because we can bring a proof from the fact that an asham, which that is shechted in the north, l'shem shlamim, so in other words, someone had in mind an asham that they were going to bring it as a shlamim, and the halacha, at least according to the way Rashi learns, goes with the regular halacha that it doesn't help for the owner, but the carbon goes through. So you see that even Me'ilah would still apply even in a case where you have a asham nashechted l'shem shlamim shashina shmo, that you've changed its name because this was supposed to be an asham and instead you did it l'shem shlamim umolimbo, you could still, and then you would still have a halach of me'ilah. So he says, therefore v'af ata altatama ala ola, so then therefore you should not you be surprised, and or this shouldn't be, and or this should not be different in the case of an olash afal pishashina shmo, that even though you've switched its name, meaning that you've chosen to treat this ola like a chatas shmo aluba, that you're still going to have meila going on here. And again, so what's happening here is he's just understanding that if you, in other words, the way Rabbi Eliezer is initially understanding Rabbi Yeshua is that if you switch the status so that you have in mind a different carbon, that removes the concept of Me'ilah. And the Gemara and Rabbi Eliezer is saying to Rabbi Yeshua, I'll bring my proof from Asham that you bring L'shem Shlamim, even though you switch the Lishma, that you switch it from an Asham to a Shlamim, it still has a halacha of Me'ilah. Now Rashi points out that obviously we're talking about, we have to be talking, in other words, his proof would be specifically speaking about an Ola Sa'ov. Rashi says Ola Sa'ov. Kamar is talking about specifically Ola Sa'ov. Shenechle Kuba that they're arguing. The Ilu Balos Behema Shashina Balashem Chatos Loi Palag. He says because if we're talking about a Behema, so then Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't argue. The Hashina Shema Ledavar Sheyesh Bo Me'ilo Be'murin. So this we dealt with yesterday, that if it's the kind of carbon that has an element of Me'ilo that continues even after the Zrika, which would be the Emurim, then that's not a question on Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore we have to be talking about a case where we're dealing with an Ola Sa'of, and Ola Sa'of does not have any part, we're dealing with where he switches it to a chatas, that the chatas ha'of does not have any part that goes up on the mizbeach. So we've talked about this fact, that when you have a chatas ha'of, you do the dam, and dam we know is never subject to me'ilo. Once you do the dam, that chatas is eaten by the kohanim, so there's no aspect of it that goes that stays l'Hashem, and therefore me'ilo doesn't apply. But in any event, that's Rabbi Eliezer's question to Rabbi Yeshua. So Amr lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, "That's not a good raya. Lo im amrit ba asham. You're bringing me a raya from asham shemshina shmo, where even though it's true that you've changed the name, meaning you've taken an asham and you've brought it l'shem shlamim, lo shinas makomo. You didn't change its place. Why? Because an asham as kadoshei kadoshim is supposed to be shechted in the tzafon." In the north, and he did shecht it in the north. So he says, maybe that Rabbi Yeshua would say that maybe when I say that it can become, that it gets treated like a chatas, when you have in mind a chatas, is not just because I had in mind when I was bringing this Ola Sa'of that I had in mind it should be a chatas, but also because I changed its place. How so? Because the case we're discussing is where instead of bringing the Ola where it was supposed to be brought, he brought it down to the bottom, which is where the chatas would be brought. So maybe it's the combination of switching the place and switching the name, going from Ola to chatas and from top to bottom, as distinct from the Ashram, which is switching to Shlamim. It's switching its name, but it's not switching its place because it's happening in the north. Tomer ba'ola, you're going to tell me, so are you going to bring me a raya from Ashram that you're only switching the name? Tamar Ba'ala, you're going to tell me in an Ola Shashino Shma Vashino Smakomo, where I'm switching both the name and the place. Okay, so that's no proof. So Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, you fed me an easy one there. Amala Rabbi Eliezer, fine, you didn't like the fact that I set up the case where you shechted in the north. Why not bring it as follows? Ashim Sheshachtu Bedarom L'Shem Shlomim Yochiach. He says, okay, I'll bring you the case of where you had an Ashim, and an Ashim is supposed to be shechted in the north. And this guy, not only did he shecht it in the south, but he had in mind the shlamim. So now you have, and as Rabbi Yeshua said, maybe my case was only where you switched the name and the place. So Rabbi Eliezer says, fine, I'll give you a place where you switched the name from Ashram to shlamim, and you switched the place from north to south. And you see, Shashina Shmo, Vashina Smakoma, that I switched both the name of the Ashram to a shlamim, and I switched a place from north to south. And there's still a din of me'ilah by that carbon asham. So too, you should not have a problem if you have an olah, that even though you switch its name and its place, you should still have a halacha of me'ilah, and therefore you would be wrong, Rabbi Yeshua, in that which you said in the Mishnah, that there's no me'ilah by this. So Amalah Rabbi Yeshua said, wait, Lo im amrit be'asham sheshinos shmo v'shinos mekomo v'lo shinos masav. But wait, you're bringing me a raya from an asham that he brought l'shem shlamim in the south. So yes, you took care of the fact that he switched the name from asham to shlamim, and you took care of the fact that you switched the place from north to south. But at the end of the day, in the case of the asham, you're doing the same avoda. You're doing the same shechita like you would regularly do. Tam or ba'ola, are you going to tell me that should apply in our case of the ola, where not only shashina shmo, we switch the name from an ola to a chatas, the esma seha, and we switched the way you did the carbon, because he did it with Malika of one of the Kanar Veshet, one of the trachea of the esophagus, Vishinas Makomo. And I also switched the place because we took what should have been an Ola, which would have been on the top of the Mizbeach, and I did it on the bottom of the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yeshua says, you haven't brought me a raya because the case I described had switch of all three things. Name, the way that you did the carbon, and the place that you did the carbon. So now, the shita, I think. Okay. Maybe not. Okay. So, all right. Amar Rava. So now the Gemara says as follows. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, so if you look in the Shina Nischos, so he says, so Rabbi Yeshua answered him this, that you didn't bring me a case where I switched the name and the place and the method. So Ishtik, so Rabbi Eliezer was quiet. To which Amar Rava said, Amai Ishtik. Why was Rabbi Eliezer silent? Did Rabbi Yeshua really foreclose his arguments? So Rava says, V'neimalei, why not tell him, Asham sheshachatu bedaram l'shem shlamim b'shinoi balim. So he says, so why not add a case where he shechted it in the south instead of the north? So it's the wrong place. He shechted it l'shem shlamim, so it was supposed to be an asham, and he did it l'shem shlamim. And he did it b'shinoi balim. And Shinoi Bailim would be the equivalent of switching the method of the carbon. So it's another aspect of departure from the ordinary course. So you have there, Shashino Shmo, he switched the name from an Asham to a Shlomim. Vashinas Makomo, he switched his place from the north to the south. Vashinas Masav, it switched its method of bringing it by having in mind the wrong Bailim. So he says, so Rava says, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer continue? So he says, Midalika Amarle, and from the fact that he did not keep at this, because basically Rabbi Yeshua kept feeding him the thing. He says, well, you didn't make a distinction for place. He's like, okay, I'll switch the place. He says, you didn't make a distinction for this. So in other words, here also, he should just say, okay, I'll switch to change the masav by saying that he brought it for the wrong owner. So the fact that Rabbi Eliezer stopped was Ishtik, he was quiet, and he stopped pushing Rabbi Yeshua. He says, from the fact that he didn't tell him this, Shema mina nachis Rabbi Eliezer letaimed Rabbi Yeshua. He says, what really happened here is that Rabbi Eliezer stopped asking this whole line of inquiry because he realized that he was mistaking what Rabbi Yeshua had said. So in other words, as I said before, the Mishnah before and our Gemara seem to be going on the theory that Rabbi Yeshua just held, that when you switch the designation of the Ola to a Chatas, that somehow it falls off. So therefore, I could ask you a question from Asham in the south and the whatever, you know, all those cases, I could ask you from Asham on this Ola Sa'ov. But actually, what's going on is that Rabbi Yeshua had an entirely different reason, and Rabbi Eliezer, it occurred to him, or he realized, or he heard, or whatever happened, that he came to understand that Rabbi Yeshua's reason was totally different, was unique to Ola Sa'ov that gets brought as a Chatas, and therefore there's no questions to be asked from an Asham or anything like that. The Amar Revat, and the same is true for the things that were asked in our Mishnah. Why? So what was the real reason of Rabbi Yeshua? The Amar Revat Barava, Revat Barava says, Omer Hay Rabbi Yeshua used to say, Ola Sa'ov, that if you have this Ola Sa'ov, which is supposed to be done above, and instead he did it Shasa Lamate, he did it below, Kemase Chatos, that he should have done it where he cut through both the Veshet and the Kana, both pipes, and instead he did it the way of the Chatos, where he did one, L'shem Chatos, and he had in mind a Chatos. So everything was perfect about this being for a Chatos, the only problem being is that it was an Ola. So to that, Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll tell you outside and then we'll see it inside, that basically what Rabbi Yeshua says is that when you have an Ola that gets brought in all respects as a chatas, it essentially becomes a chatas. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua says there's no me'ila, right? Because what happens to a regular chatas, in other words, when a chatas is a chatas, like, you know, from the time, let's say it's shechted, or actually even before from the time that your makdish is something as a chatas, so then it's subject to me'ilah. Once though that the zrika has been done, and in this case he did the ma'asa he did the action here, so then a chatas is no longer subject to me'ilah. Why? Because it gets eaten by the kohen, right? So therefore, what we're saying is as follows, that when you have this particular case of an olas and olf that you treat like a chatas, then much like a chatas, it loses its status of me'ilah. So
it's not eaten by the kohen. In this case, is it?
A chatas ha'ov. No. No, because he was offering it as a chatas would be something that the kohen is eaten entirely by the kohen. And none of it.
In this case, it's not. Because it's possible, isn't it? Because it was done for.
That's the whole point, is because he did it in all respects like a chatas, we're going to convert it to a chatas. So the fact that he did it in the place of a chatas, and the method of the chatas, and with the intention of a chatas, l'shem chatas, so that's Rabbi Yeshua's chiddush. Okay, so therefore, kivan shemalak basiman achad, once he does a malika of one simon, of one of the pipes, nimsheches menasis chatas ha'ov. So then it basically becomes a chatas ha'ov. Now, I think it will, as we go through, this will become a little clearer as to exactly how this works as we go through the Gemara. So I'm not going to get into too much detail right now, and then we'll see it as we go. So the Gemara says, so ihachi, if so, chatas ha'ov nami sha'asa lemala kemasa ola. So he says, but then why not say the opposite? Say that if you have a chatas ha'ov, that in a chatas ha'ov, a bird chatas is supposed to be done at the bottom of the mizbeach, and instead he goes up and does it above kemasa ha'ola in the manner of an ola l'shem ola, and he has in mind an ola, right? Mechimalek basimen echad timashech v'tahave ola sa'ov. He says, why not treat that, in order to treat the opposite case as also one where if you had a chatas and you did everything on it like an ola, that it should become an ola. V'chitema hachinami, and maybe you'll tell me that in fact that is so, and Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that it doesn't matter whether it was a chatas that you brought as an ola or an ola that you brought as a chatas. V'ham Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Benoi, Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Benoi, kachi, okay, so just to be clear, if that was true, if you could bring a chatas as an ola and it would count as an ola, then that would be contradicted by our Mishnah. So Rashi points out, because we had the Mishnah that said that if you have a chatas and you do it l'shem ola, it's pasul, right? So in other words, it doesn't convert to an ola. So Rashi points out that therefore, if that was true, that Rabbi Yeshua had that opinion, then our Mishnah, which said it doesn't work that way, would have to be not like Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore, he says, "V'chitei ma'achinami." Maybe you'll tell me that it's so, that Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that a chatas can also convert to an ola, and it would be arguing on our Mishnah. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Noi. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Noi. Kachi hatzah shel Mishnah. So it says, this is the hatzah. This is like the outcome of the Mishnah. My love, kachi atzah v'sulo. So isn't it so that it's telling you that our Mishnah, which says that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer argue in the case of an ola that you treated like a chatas, that's the only case they argue. They don't argue in a case where a chatas got treated, and Rabbi Yeshua would not be saying his din in a place where a chatas got, you chose to treat it fully like an ola. So he says, kach atzah shel kula Mishnah. No, he's saying this is where they argue. It means on the whole Mishnah. Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua could argue not just in a case of a ola that you treated like a chatas, but also the case of a chatas that you treated like an ola. And Enochinami, this chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua that if you do everything like the wrong carbon, then it can convert, would be true by ola sa'of and chatas sa'of. That in both cases it would switch. So now Rav Ashi is going to say not like that. He's going to say no. It's unique to the case that's in our Mishnah, that is the one where Rabbi Yeshua says it converts. Rashi says, and this is where we'll see the mechanics of Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. He says, Bishloma olas ha'ov, when you have an olas ha'ov, she'asa lamata, that you did it at the bottom, the way a chatas gets done. Kimase chatas, and you did it in the manner of a chatas, meaning you only did one of the kanar veshet, one of the pipes. L'shem chatas, you had in mind the chatas. He says, kivan daha hechshera b'simen echad. I'm sorry. So he says, kivan daha hechshera b'simen echad v'ha hechshera b'shnei simanim. So he says as follows. Since this could not be treated like an ola, in other words, even though it was an ola, but it couldn't be treated like an ola. Why? Because what did he do? He shechted only one of the pipes. And an ola sa'of has to be done on the top of the mizbeach. And where did he do it? On the bottom. So far he's done nothing that could establish it. And he had in mind... that he was doing it for a chatas, so it could not have been, the actions he's taking negate the ability to consider this, to consider this an ola. So therefore, kivan de malak basimen echad nimshachas vinasis chatas of. So he says, so therefore, once he does that single simen, once he cuts one simen, which is the method of a chatas, and he's done it in the place of a chatas, and he did it l'shem chatas, so then it becomes a chatas of. He says, He says, el chatas of, but if you do the other way, where you have a chatas that you try to treat it like a ola, kivan da amar mar, since we said, malika b'komachim k'shera, so now, let's remind ourselves, that the halacha, as I said before, an ola sa'of cannot be done on the bottom. So when he does it on the bottom, he's proving that he's treating it like a chatas. But a chatas sa'of, even though the place we normally do it is on the bottom, but theoretically, we said b'chol makom k'shera, so if you go up on the mizbeach and you go to the upper part of the mizbeach, it could still be a kosher chatas. In other words, just a regular case, you have a chatas sa'of. If you go up on the mizbeach, and you do malika there, and then you come down, that's okay, right? So therefore, when we're trying to establish a case where it was a chatas, and he's treating it like an ola, but so far when he goes up to the top of the mizbeach, and he does malika there, he hasn't treated it uniquely like an ola, because that could be a shlamim. Mechi malak ba simen echad, ifsala. So he says, and as follows, so what happens, at the time that he starts doing malika, even if he intends to do both pipes, what happens? He's doing it in a place that's kosher for a chatas. When he gets through the first of the kanar veshet, he's shechted, he's done malika in the manner of a chatas. But what's the problem? He's done it, and this is a chatas bird so far, he's done it l'shem ola, right? So at that point, it becomes a chatas psula. So in other words, everything was working for it to be a chatas. Unlike the ola that he did down below where nothing about it was ola-like, here where he's taking the chatas to the top, the place works for a chatas. Cutting through one of the kanar veshet works for a chatas. Now he hasn't gotten through finishing malika to do the second, but at that point, he now has something that fully qualifies as a chatas, except that he had in mind an ola. So therefore it becomes puzzle. Therefore, ki hadar malak b'idach simen, Hechi mamshecha v'have ola sa'ov. He says, how could you, in other words, even though he then continues and does the second pipe, so in other words, because his intention was to treat it like an ola. In other words, let's bear in mind what we're talking about here. He took a chatas, he goes up to the top, he intended to cut through both pipes, he intended to do it on the top like an ola sa'ov, and he intended to have in mind ola. But the problem was, his makom wasn't messed up because that's an okay place for a chatas to be. And when he starts the malika, he makes it through one tube. That's okay for a chatas. That's what you're supposed to do for a chatas. At that time, he has the wrong kavana. He has in mind l'shem ola. And so therefore, it becomes a chatas psula. So then at that point, when he finishes the malika, so now he's done something that's uniquely ola-like, i.e., going through both the kana and the veshet, but at that point it's already become a chatas psula, and therefore it can't convert. So what Rav Ashi is saying is that Rav Yeshua's halacha is unique to an ola that gets treated like a chatas, because you could fully fulfill its status as a chatas. You had in mind a chatas. You did the malika of a chatas. You did it in the place of a chatas. So at that point, it converts. Whereas if you try to take a chatas and bring it up to be an ola, once you get through the first of the kana or veshet, by the time you get to the second, you've already made it a behema psula, that it's a carbon, it's a chatas psula, and therefore it doesn't work. Okay, so therefore, now we know the svara of Rabbi Yeshua that we've been spending a lot of time talking about other things. The real issue Rabbi Yeshua was saying is a unique halacha that if you have a ola sa'of, that you fully treat like a chata sa'of, it converts to be a chata sa'of. So now, the Gemara is going to ask some questions on this. Gufa, Amr Ravad Barava, Ravad Barava is the one who explained Rabbi Yeshua. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua used to say, Ola sa'of, she'asa lamata, kemase chatas, l'shem chatas, and he did it below like a chatas. He did the malika like a chatas, where he did one of the kanar of veshet, and he did l'shem chatas. Kivin she'malak ba'simen echad, nimshachas v'nasas chatas sa'of, that it basically, this ola sa'of converts to be a chatas sa'of. So, Amud Beis, so we're now gonna examine this concept of whether a chatas, or whether an ola can convert to a chatas, and we're gonna bring a couple of cases. Okay, so first we're gonna bring a mishnah from Kinim. Tashma, chatas lezu vaola lezu. So what happened here? You had two women, and they were yoldos. So they had a baby. So the halacha is that you're supposed to bring an animal and a bird, but if you don't have enough money, the woman can bring two birds. So you had two women who didn't have the money to bring an animal, and so they were each bringing two birds. So what happened as follows is that one of them had brought a chatas and one had brought an ola already, but they each needed to bring the other. Okay? So Rashi says we're dealing with Rachel and Leah. Rachel shaisa tricha chatas ulaydasa v'olasa kvar kirba, that she had already brought her ola, and Leah needed an ola. She had already brought her chatas. What did they do? They went in partnership, and they bought two more birds, and they said that this one is going to be for the chatas of Rachel, and this one is going to be for the ola of Leah, and they gave them to the kohen. Okay, so they went in partnership to fulfill their remaining outstanding bird. One needed an ola, one needed a chatas. Okay, so what happened? So now, if it was a chatas and ola, one of them should have been done on the top of the mizbeach for ola, and one of them should have been done on the bottom of the mizbeach for a chatas. But what happened instead? The kohen did both of them above. So mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Okay, so what happened here is simple. So the one that was done down below, the person who needed an ola was helped because the kohen brought it on the top. But the one who needed a chatas didn't help because it was brought in the wrong place. It was brought on the upper part of the mizbeach. So one of them is good. It's actually Leah who's good according to Rashi. Rashi says that Leah was the one who needed an ola. She had already brought her chatas, so she's covered here because the kohen did everything lamala. Shtei and lamata, what happened if the kohen did both below? Then it would be the opposite. Mechza kasher, mechza pasul. So then in that case, Rachel would be good because it was brought on the bottom, so it fulfilled her chatas. But Leah is stuck because she needed an ola, and this thing got done on the bottom of the mizbeach. Achas l'mayla v'achas l'mata. Now you might say, okay, perfect. He did one above, one below. The problem is that he didn't necessarily, know that he got the right one. In other words, how do we know that he got the one of Rachel, which was supposed to be a chatas, and the one of Leah that was supposed to be an ola? So therefore, shteyem psulas. So because shani omer, because I'll tell you, chatas kirba lamala, maybe the chatas ended up being brought above, v'ola kirba lamata, and the ola is brought below. Okay? So now, the question is going to be as follows. Nihi nami the ola kirba lamata, timshach v'tehave chatas ha'ov. So he says as follows. Wait a second. What you're telling me is that if Leah and Rachel brought these two birds, and they had designated one is the chatas for Rachel and one is the ola for Leah. And then the kohen just brought them, one on the top, one on the bottom, but he didn't know if he got the right one. So we said they both have to bring a new carbon. But wait a second. Let's say whoever it was who needed the ola, which we said was Leah, So let's say that, let's say whoever it was that needed a chatas, which is Rachel, so let's say that Rachel's covered. Why? Because if the animal that was really Rachel's was brought on the bottom of the Mizbeach, so that's perfect, because she needed a chatas and her animal got brought as a chatas. But let's say she needed a chatas and her animal was brought as an ola, no big deal, because the Kohen did the bottom animal having in mind, he did it in the place of a chatas, he had in mind that it should be for a chatas, and he did it in the manner of Malik of a chatas. So therefore, if Rabbi Yeshua is right, that when you do everything the right way for a chatas, Rachel should be covered regardless. Either the Kohen did her chatas properly, or he did an ola fully like a chatas, in which case it's also a chatas. So therefore, if Rabbi Ada Bar Ava's explanation of Rabbi Yeshua is right, then in this case they should not both have to bring it, we should say Rachel is covered no matter what. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Dam Rabbi Yeshua, Bechad Gavra, Betray Gavri, Mi Amar. He says, let's not go crazy here. Rabbi Yeshua had a big chiddush. He said, if you have an animal, and it's an Ola Sa'ov, and you bring it fully like a Chatas, so then it counts for its owner like a Chatas. But what would be going on here? What we're saying is that Rachel's covered either way. Because if the bottom animal was her chatas, so it's her chatas. And he's saying if the top animal wasn't, so it gets converted. But in other words, one of those is Leah's. So let's say it was Leah's that was the Ola. Rabbi Yeshua never said that Leah's Ola that gets brought like a chatas can count for Rachel. There's no such thing. What? It's too much of a chiddush. So you have no reason to think that Rabbi Yeshua was not only saying this idea that you can convert a ola, but you can convert a ola for a person who doesn't even own it. He never said such a thing. Okay, so Tashma, let's bring another case. In this case, further in Kinim, and the Kinim is going to become relevant. So he says as follows: Chatas va'ola usutuma umufereshas. Okay, so what happened? Same thing. Rachel and Leah needed a chatas and ola. They were missing one. Rachel needed her chatas, Leah needed her ola, but they each had owed a carbon for something else, right? So they each need to bring three more birds, because one more, let's say Rachel needed a chatas, Leah needed an ola, and then they each owed a chatas and an ola for something else, right? So therefore, like let's say maybe they were Zavra or something like that, whatever the point is, so what did they do? They like being partners here. So they each brought a chatas and ola. One of them said, this is my chatas, this is my ola. Ustuma, they had a second pair of animals that they just didn't say anything. They just bought it as partnership. Now let's just say there's a chiddush, which is really comes from Gemara and Krisus, but by birds, you don't need to designate who the carbon is for. You could actually shecht the carbon, and at the time you shecht it, it counts for its owner. So when it's a stuma, meaning they didn't specify anything about these animals, so that's the second pair. And the third pair is mufureshes, where they said, this one's an ola, this one's a chatos, but they didn't say for whom. So asa, what happens? Asa kulon. So what happened here is, if you think about it, Rachel needs to bring two chatases and an ola, and Leah needs to bring two olas and a chatas. Okay? Because each of them needed one, and then they each have an ola plus a chatas. So then now, what happens here? Asa kulon lamala. So if the Kohen did all of them on the upper part of the Mizbeach, he did the wrong thing, because some of these are supposed to be chatos. Mechza kasher, mechza pasel. So then the olas, Leah's in good shape, because two of her animals count as an ola, and she just has to work on the shlamim. But Rachel, who needed just one ola and two shlamim, got more messed up, two chatasis got messed up here, because the Kohen did everything above on the Mizbeach. Kulon lamata, let's say the Kohen did all of it beneath on the Mizbeach, so then it's the opposite. Mechza kasher, mechza pasel. So then, half of them, meaning two of Rachel's chatases and one of Leah's chatas is good because it was done on the lower part of the Mizbeach. But the ones that were supposed to have been brought on the upper part of the Mizbeach as olas, they're out of luck, right? So now, chetzin lamala v'chetzin lamata. So he says, let's say each pair, the Kohen put up one as a chatas and one as an ola. So now we're in trouble. So we say, Einak shera elastuma umischalekes beinayam. So he says as follows: So the first set, the first two animals they had, they got these two, and they said one of these is Rachel's missing Chatas, and one of these is Leah's missing Ola. So that, like the first case we learned, that's mixed up, because if he did one above and one below, we don't know. Did he do the Chatas above and the Ola below, in which case it's puzzle. So therefore, those don't count, right? Now let's jump to the third case. The Mefurashos, which are the ones where they said this one is Ola and this one is a Chatas, but they didn't say for which woman. So then that's also no good, because maybe they put the Ola on the bottom and the Chatas on the top, right? So the only animals that work in this scenario are the middle ones, the Stumos. Why? Because they didn't say either one was a Ola or a Chatas, and they didn't say either one was for Rachel and Leah. They brought them as partners, so when you bring them on the Mizbeach, so when the Kohen brings it on the Mizbeach, at that point, one counts for Rachel and one counts for Leah. Now, how do you know which one? You don't. But what you'll do is, when they each bring, in other words, so then they each got either an Ola or a Chatas brought for them, so then they could bring two, and they make a Tanai, and say, if I need a Ola, it's this, if I need a Chatas, it's that. Okay, so now, the Gemara's question is as follows. He says, you're telling me that the first scenario where it said, Rachel's Chatas and Leah's Ola, that we understand why neither of them work, because maybe the Chatas was above and the Ola was below. And don't tell me that Rabbi Yeshua's Svara should switch it, because we're talking about two people. That's what we just said before, not one person. But now the Gemara is saying, but what about the Mefurashin? The ones where they said, this one is an Ola and this one is a Chatas, right? So he says, Vilu Mefurashin, lo. But you're telling me that the ones that they said that, they didn't specify for which woman, but they specified which carbon. V'yamai, nihinami de Ola kreva lamata, timshach v'tehave Chatas ha'of. So he says, wait. Let's say in this case that one of the birds, that whoever that the Ola bird should count. Why? Because if that one of these birds should count as a Chatas. Because if the Chatas was brought on the bottom, right? So then it was brought in the right place. And if the Ola was brought on the bottom, but brought as if it was a Chatas, it should convert to a Chatas. Now, why is this better than the case before? Because since it has not been designated for neither carbon was designated for a specific person, so it wouldn't be switching from one person to another. But you would at least have one valid carbon here. So the Gemara says, okay, v'chitema hadalek Reb Yeshua. So maybe you'll tell me, you're right, this Mishnah in Kingdom, the second Mishnah, does not hold like Reb Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that you can convert, and that's why it said Mufurashin Lo, because it's not like Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua has his opinion, but the Mishnah and Kinim argues with him. So the Gemara says, "Mi matzis amrin hachi, can you say that Rabbi Yeshua does that the Mishnah and Kinim is not like Rabbi Yeshua?" So I'm going to tell you what we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn tomorrow, which is that the Mishnayos and Kinim in this last parak of Kinim were all said by Rabbi Yeshua. Right? So therefore, we were saying, in other words, we brought a Mishnah that asked the question of Rabbi Yeshua. If you're right that you can convert an Ola to a Chatas, then why not say that pair, the Mefurashin, the third pair, at least the Chatas should qualify. Right? And so we said, well, maybe that Mishnah in Kingdom is not going like Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara is going to prove that Rabbi Yeshua is the one who says the Mishnah in Kingdom. So you can't say the Mishnah in Kingdom is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so now the way the Gemara is going to prove this is going to be by bringing us a long piece that's a little bit complicated, and we're not going to finish it today. So we're now going to jump off onto a totally different topic, whose purpose is to demonstrate to us that Rabbi Yeshua is the Tana in the Mishnah and Kinim. So you can't say the Mishnah is a Kasha on Rabbi Yeshua, and you can't say the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua, because the Mishnah is said by Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? But that's the structure of the Gemara. So we're left off with a kasha from the second Mishnah in Kinim, in Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Dalet. So therefore, we're left off with a question, and now we're just proving our point that this is all Rabbi Yeshua. How are we going to prove it? We're going to bring yet another Mishnah in Kinim, which is the end of that parak Per Gimel, Mishnah Vav, which is where at the end of the Mishnah, we're going to see that it's all Rabbi Yeshua. But we're not going to see that today. We'll see that Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Tashma, come in here. The Rabbi Yeshua is the one who said the Mishnah is in the last Perek HaKinim, as follows. Ha'isha she'amra harei alai kan im eilet zachar. So a woman who said, I accept upon myself a pair of birds if I give birth to a baby boy. Okay, Yolda Zachar, if she then gives birth to a baby boy, Mevia Shtekinim, that she brings two pairs of birds, Achas L'Nedarel, V'Achas L'Chovaso, one for her nether, and one for her obligation, because since she, and as we just discussed this, if she's poor, she has to bring two birds, right, as her carbon Yoledes. So she owes two birds for her carbon Yoledes, and she owes two birds because she said a nether, if I have a baby boy, I'm going to bring two birds. Now, let's just understand, what kind of birds would she be bringing if she was, what kind of birds does she need to bring here? So the birds that she owes as a Yoledes, we just finished saying, is an Ola and a Chatas. So she has to bring one of each. But the birds that she's bringing because she made a nether would be Ola, because there's no such thing as a voluntary, when someone makes a nether, that's a voluntary pledge. There's no such thing as a voluntary chatas. A chatas is owed because the Torah tells you you owe a chatas. So therefore, what birds is she supposed to bring? She's supposed to bring one chatas for her yoledes chova, three olos, one for her yoledes chova and two for her nether. Okay? So, nasnasam lekayin, when she gives them to the kohen, a kohen tzarech la'asoso shalosh l'mayla v'ach l'mato. So the kohen, we just said, it's three olos. So the olos of need to be done on the top of the mizbeach, and one needs to be done on the bottom of the mizbeach. And what happened? Not such a good kohen. Lo asa kain, ela asa shtayim lamata, ubeiz lamata, v'lo nimlach. And he didn't consult with her. He basically thought that she owed, Rashi says, maybe she was a yoledes zava, and she owed for being a zava, she owed a ola and a chatas, and she owed for being a yoledes and ola and a chatas, so he did two above and two below, he didn't ask her. So now, there's a problem, because she was supposed to have, three olos, and he brought it as two olos and two chatases. So we say, tzricha shetavi od preda achas, v'tikrivena lemalo. So he says, what happens here? She was supposed to bring three olos and one chatas, and instead he brought two olos and two chatas. So what does she need to do? She needs to bring an extra ola, right? So now, but that assumes mimin echad. Assuming, because what happened here, that if all of these animals, in other words, the way it brings, when you bring a pair of birds, you can bring the birds, like a chatas and ola, or two olos, you could bring a bird either as a tar or a benyona. So it can be either a dove or a turtle dove. But, and either one qualifies as a bird sacrifice, but you need to bring the same bird. So if the birds that she all brought were, let's say, all doves, right? So then it's fine. All she needs to do is bring one more ola dove because she was supposed to bring three olos and a chatas, and instead the kohen brought two olos and two chatases. So she needs an extra ola. It's clear what kind of animal she should bring. She should bring a dove, because obviously the pair was a dove, right? Or for that matter, as long as they know which ones were brought second, in other words, not because we don't know what the kohen's intention was. So if there was all mimin echad, u'mishnei minim, let's say that there were, that one pair were doves, and one pair was turtle doves, and the Kohen brought each as ola nechatas, but we didn't know which one was for her carbon yoledes and which one was for her nedava, right? So in this case, you need to bring two. Why? Because maybe, in other words, there was one pair that was for her nedava, the chatas part worked, but the ola part didn't. So now the question is, I need to bring another ola, but am I pairing it with a turtle dove or with a dove, right? And you don't know. So she needs to bring a turtle dove in case the nedava chatas that was brought was a turtle dove, and she needs to bring a dove in case in case the other, not a chatas here, in case the other bird, the one that was brought as an ola, the nedava, it needs to match, and therefore, since you don't know which pair was brought, she needs to bring two birds now to fulfill the second half of the nedava pair, and she needs to bring a turtle dove and a dove because she doesn't know which one was brought first. Okay. So if there's two different kinds here, then she has to bring two birds. Parsha Nidara, what happens if she said as follows? She said, I'm going to bring, my nether is going to be, the Torim, or let's say, for example, she says which type she's going to bring, right? And then she brings, the karbanos as follows. And then she doesn't remember which one she said she was going to bring. So then what happens? Tzricha lahavi od gimel preidin. She needs to bring three more birds, right? Because as follows, now miminechod. If all the birds that were brought were of one variety, and she didn't remember now which kind she said should be the nidava. So then what she needs to do is she needs to bring one, she needs to bring whatever it was that was brought. Let's say she brought four doves, right? But she didn't remember, she said doves or turtle doves, right? So we know that one dove was brought as her ola, her voluntary ola, because one of the pairs, the coin brought it properly as a voluntary ola. And now she needs to bring, she needs to make sure that she has a full pair of the kind she pledged, right? So therefore, she brought one dove as an ola. So now she needs to bring another dove to fill that pair. But wait, what happens if she really had pledged a turtle dove, not a dove? So she brought four doves, but she was supposed to have brought two turtle doves. So therefore, she needs to bring also two turtle doves. So therefore, she brings three extra birds, because in case... And let's say the first four were doves. In case she had pledged doves, one dove was done already as an ola, as a nedava. Therefore, she brings a second. And then she brings two turtle doves. Now, what happens if they were beis minim? So then you can't even count one. Because you say, maybe even if she brought some doves and some turtle doves. But let's say it turned out that she had pledged doves. But maybe the two doves that she brought, the Kohen brought for her Karban Yoledes, which was the Chova. So then she ended up with what was brought as the second half was the turtle doves. But she never pledged turtle doves for Nedava, so even the Ola half of that one doesn't count. So now what does she need to do? She needs to bring two doves in case she had pledged doves, and she needs to bring two turtle doves in case she had pledged turtle dove. So that's what we say, that umibeis minim tavi dalid, that she's gonna have to bring four extra birds because she really messed herself up here by specifying a species and then not knowing whether that species was brought. So that's where we're gonna leave off, right in the middle of the thing. But it gets into some more complicated cases, the end of which is gonna say that Rabbi Yeshua is the one who is this Tana, and therefore our question is going to be maintained, then we'll need to understand why the second mission in Kinim is not Akasha on Rabbi Yeshua.
And you did this after the meeting.